Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Last year at this time, I believed that we were living in the end times of Earth's history. But now, it's much more real. The things that are happening in our world just keep giving evidence that we are living in the last days, that Jesus is coming back soon. We look at Scripture, and the things we read in Scripture that describe the last days are the same things that are making news headlines. In this passage, Peter quotes Joel. He's quoting from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, and he lists some exciting things about what's going to happen in the last days. First, the Holy Spirit's going to be poured out on all flesh. If the current events in our world have shaken you up and you're feeling fearful and desperate, remember that God has promised to pour out His Spirit specifically for the last days. One of the ways we see the Spirit poured out is through prophecy and visions and dreams. What this means is that God is taking special effort to communicate with His people. That's what prophecy and visions and dreams are, is God communicating with us. So He is pouring out His Spirit on us, and He's communicating with us. Whatever we face in these end times, we know that God is pouring out His Spirit on us, and He's communicating with us. He's not leaving us and forsaking us. And we read that there will be wonders in the heavens and signs on earth. I think we're about to see some crazy things. We're already seeing some crazy things. God will see to it that He gets the attention of the world. He wants people to come to Him in repentance. As we observe the wonders and the signs that will come, let's not let them push us into fear and fanaticism and desperation. Instead, it is just a confirmation that God is doing what He said He would do, that these are things that lead up to the second coming of Christ. And finally, we read that it will come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe we are living in the last days of Earth's history. Peter believed he was living in the last days. But that does not mean that we've missed our chance to come to Jesus. How should we respond to the last days and signs and wonders? We should call on the name of the Lord and be saved. And that's the point of Peter's sermon. As he goes on to preach, he's inviting people to come to Jesus Christ and be saved. Since we are living in the last days, how should we be living? We should be coming to Jesus and receiving His salvation. And as we come to Him, we should be filled with the Holy Spirit that He's promised to pour out on us so that we can help others to come to Him and be saved. These are exciting times. Not times to be fearful and frantic, but to be inviting people to come to Jesus.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.